Okay, so if we move on to the next slide there, which is the objectives. I'll try and go through this a little bit quickly. Hopefully it's not too complicated. The aim of the project is to gather some more authoritative data on the use of the IFRS taxonomy around the world. The project is based on the idea of the jurisdictional profiles that were produced for the IFRS standards as a whole. These were very successful and they've given a lot of extremely useful information. So we thought it was worth doing something very similar for the IFRS taxonomy. Give us a bit more information on the use, and also just to help us have more formal profiles with information provided directly by those using the taxonomy. A main difference that's likely to exist between our profiles and those for the main standards is that the IFRS taxonomy is used more in quite a few places on an organisational basis rather than as a whole jurisdictional basis. But at the moment, we think we're likely to try and compile this into at least information by jurisdiction, even if we have disparate organisations responding from within regions. If we look at the next slide, in general, our methods are we're going to do a survey. We have already started sending that out. There's an online survey format using the web tool SurveyMonkey. That's obviously our preferred format because it allows us to do a certain amount of automatic analysis. But we've also produced a Word document version of that form because we do know that some areas and some people are much less comfortable with online form completion. And it can be nice to have the questions in advance to prepare. We're sending the survey out in batches. We're not sending it all out at once. We're going to try and focus on a particular region first. This is working with the Japanese office. So we're focusing on Asia first as it's a particularly easy region for them to reach. And we're also going to start with focus by putting things out by organization type. And trying to start to spread out from there. We are definitely doing quite a bit of follow-up with organisations. There will be basically further contact, so anybody can get back and ask us questions. We want to be able to help fill in the questionnaire. We want to be able to make sure that, you know, if something is unclear, that somebody can fill it into the best of their ability to give us better information. Anything that will be made public as a result of the survey, we'll get back to organisations and make sure that they're happy with that and that's not a problem. We've also included a survey question on any knowledge of other organisations. Now, this is a particularly key question for us because the hope there is that we start to pull in a proper net of exactly what's happening around the world, because regional organisations are much more likely to have an idea of who else is using XBRL in their location. And we're hoping that'll pick up anything we've missed. We're also going to compare the responses that we receive with existing information in the market and with other bodies in the market who have an idea of what's going on with XBRL filing, and of course with the information that we've already got. The general timeline, which is on the next slide, you can see here that we've been through the process of survey and survey design and also process design, exactly how we're going to go about this. We have sent out the first few surveys now for a sort of a limited first test. We've had sort of general feedback. The survey was passed around a number of people for feedback to ask and have a take a look at it to see if it looked like it would work for their particular region. And we've now sent that out to the first group of organisations to fill in with final actual survey responses. Once we've got those first responses back, we'll do a sort of a look at the results. We'll have a look at how it's going. We'll do any updates that are needed to deal with any problems that we've seen in the responses, any questions we got where things were unclear. And then we'll continue with a full rollout in batches, as I've already mentioned. Hopefully, we'll start to do response analysis as soon as we start to get responses in. So we're not going to wait for a complete set before we look at the kind of responses we're getting. We'll do it as we go, and we'll build on that as we get towards a larger number of responses from different organisations. We're hoping to start having profiles available for publication, if we definitely go down the publication route, sometime around the start of 2015. But obviously, a lot of this will depend on how quickly organisations get back to us and how easy it is that they find to get the information together and give us the results back. Some example question sections. Basically, we are trying to cover about the person filling in the questionnaire and the organisation they're representing. We want to make sure we got the information there right. The type of electronic filing the organisation has implemented. We want to look at the way that the IFRS taxonomy is used. So this covers the way that it interacts with any base taxonomy, whether it is the sole base taxonomy, and also looking at the filer submissions. How does the filer submission actually put together? What kind of thing goes into that? We're also interested in sort of other useful information from about electronic filing in the organisation. We don't have too many detailed questions on the full taxonomy makeup because we thought that would take quite a long time for some organisations to fill in. It might be a bit too much. but we have asked in the survey if people could let us know where we can get hold of their taxonomy or send it to us so that we can do that analysis work ourselves and pull the detailed numbers out when we need them. And finally, how can you help? This is particularly important for this project. I've put that's a specific link for ITCG members to review the survey, have a look at the content. I know somebody has done that already because I have a response. None of it made any sense, of course. We're very keen if you let us know about any organisations with or planning implementations. Obviously, we do already have a pretty decent amount of information, but we'd like to hear from you anyway, even if you think we know, because there's always a chance that we've missed some new information or that we haven't got an up-to-date contact for something. And because we're now sending things out to people, we want our contact list to be as up-to-date as possible. If you pass relevant contacts on to us or get agreement to share information, have the information to complete and get that information, it's basically just managing to pull everything together to try and get as much as we can out of it. Does anybody have any questions?
Lewis.
So this may be more clarification in nature. It's not clear to me who the target is for the survey. Who are you trying to reach out to? And the second part of my question, it feels mostly information gathering. Is there any expected direction that this is going to take you? Or
Well, we're trying to reach specific organizations with a direct implementation using the IFRS taxonomy, so some kind of filing project. Obviously, that's actually quite a varied group of people, so that we have a bit of variation in there as to what kind of organization that actually is. Some will be international organizations, some will be regulatory filing projects, others may be slightly more analysis-based projects, collecting data for other reasons. But we are basically interested in any organization that's actually using it for filing, whether or not those filings are public, although obviously public projects with public filings are particularly interesting to us. Mostly the aim is that it is an information gathering exercise. It's about having the correct information and up-to-date information and having get across it from the organisations, because of course it's very easy to get hold of the IFRS taxonomy. It's quite easy to go out and use the IFRS taxonomy. There isn't actually any requirement it would be very nice and we encourage people to contact us, but there's always the chance that projects have implemented using the taxonomy and haven't talked to the team, and we'd quite like to know what's going on.
Are you getting as granular as talking to individual filers, or really you're focusing on the project at the project level?
This is regulator. Focusing on the project level, but obviously once we've got the information of where filings are happening, it'll help focus our outreach on towards filers. It'll also help focus our outreach towards those and start to talk to people and get some more of that feedback we want on how usable the taxonomy is and what circumstances it's being used in.
Michael, you have a question?
Actually, I think partially you responded to my question, but maybe just building up on what Lewis asked about, considering the diversity of approaches of adopting the IFRS taxonomy around the world and the projects that we are aware of, starting from Chile and going to Southeast Asia throughout the entire world, there seems to be a little bit of a challenge that I would envisage to compare these results or information that we'll obtain in order to draw any conclusive statements how would you like to approach that? Because it seems that, you know, comparing the closed-based Chilean implementation with a more open United Arab Emirates but controlled still, and compared to the Singaporean one, and, you know, something like drawing from the preliminary statements of ESMA, it seems quite challenging to compare.
It would be quite challenging, which is why mostly the aim of this project isn't to do that, mm-hmm. or at least not the aim of the profiles. The aim of the profiles is very much just to have the information out there as to what where the projects are and what they're doing, and have a very basic level of the general nature of the project. So the fact that, you know, some of them are face statements only, some of them are closed filing, some of them it's via software and the preparers don't see the taxonomy. It's to just have that information available. Any analysis based on that would obviously have to be quite cautious analysis and have to take all those factors into account. And some of that's less likely to be part of the public profiles, to be honest. Mm-hmm. That's sort of why we're not asking very detailed questions on, for example, how many extension items there are, because that's a very difficult question to answer for different types of extension, or even in the cases where it's not technically an extension, it's a secondary taxonomy. So that's why we're asking for the taxonomies or some locational, if it's possible for us to have the taxonomy ourselves, so that when we do any analysis, we can do it properly. We're not relying on figures that, you know, may be a bit hazy around the definitions.
So just as a supportive question, are you considering a portion of these questions to concern the due process? Because I think from the things that we heard so far around the world from the projects is that this due process and dependence on the taxonomy and the implementation of the changes that are being built into the taxonomy is one of the most, so to say, important considerations on their side, on the project side. Are you planning to target this area?
It's not targeted very directly at the moment. There is some question, or a question at least, on the updates, as in whether somebody is using the most recent version of taxonomy. If not, which version are they using and why are they using it? There isn't a direct question on with the detail of the new due process, because of course that hasn't been out for public consultation yet, so it's a bit tricky to put a speculative question in saying the due process is probably changing to this, it's not out for public consultation yet, how do you, it just seemed a bit tricky. So hopefully we'll get a lot more feedback on the interaction between the due process and the regulators during that public consultation and during all the outreach we're doing beforehand.
Thanks.
We quite famously, but in the standard setting side, we produced a map to show little dots where everybody had adopted I4S. And of course, the problem is in Europe, you know, there is a carve out of 19 paragraphs at 27, and you go to each of the countries, and there's something here or there. And so it's very, very difficult to have a switch that says they use IFRS taxonomy or not. And so the whole point of this is to have a description that allows others to make that judgment about, you know, that they may be philosophically using our taxonomy, but not updating it as we update it, but only annually, for example. So you can see those differences. So this is about getting rich data that people can self-assess, as well as helpful input for us as well. So there are the jurisdictional profiles you can access on our website. It's worth having a look to see the sort of format and style. It's a story about each country.
Sorry. I have a question. Because in the jurisdiction profiles, will this information or a subset be included in those jurisdiction profiles, or is it separate project altogether?
At the moment, we're developing as a separate project, but clearly I would have thought there's a natural link, so that if you go to a jurisdiction that uses I4S and then you ask a question, well, what are their filing requirements and electronic, you should be able to just link up from that. So I think we'd have a look at that once we've actually built the profiles themselves. By the way, we were cautious when we did the jurisdictional profiles, we kept them to ourselves because we had no idea what the data was going to tell us. And so once we got the information, we were pleasantly surprised at how widespread IFRS adoption was and how the due process was less onerous in 60% of the countries than we anticipated it would be. So that's when we started release. So our first step in the analysis is to look at the data ourselves, and then we'll see what information needs to be put onto the public.
Andy? Sorry. That's it?
Yeah.
Any other questions or anything for Andy? You mentioned that you were looking for feedback from this group.
Yeah.
Any timing?
Well, the first, as I said, those first sort of very small trial of final survey results is out now. Mm. We're going to be going through a phase of including any feedback from that trial in approximately sort of 3 or 4 weeks' time, a month or so. So if you're going to give any feedback, that would be the most useful time is before then.
Okay, thanks.